thank you for calling Legacy Insurance Group. This is Catherine. How may I help you today?
Hi, Catherine. This is Dustin Trahey. I need to change my address and also add windshield protection to my vehicle.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. And would you... So Michael had notified me of a few of these items. So for your new address, is that going to be the 11685 North Shore Drive, apartment 12 in Reston, Virginia?
Correct. That's where I'm moving to. I'll be moving there effective August 6th, but I need the proof of insurance for the apartment company.
Yeah, certainly. And then for your to add the glass coverage to your auto policy, would you like that to be effective on August 6th?
Yeah, we can do that for August 6th.
Okay, cool. So just one moment here.
Yeah, I took it off before when I switched to the new vehicle because they told me that I had a windshield protection program to replace it. I came back to work at the Ford dealership to find out, no, it's just to repair. What? No.
Oh, gosh. Well, we can certainly get that added. No worries. One moment here. And then just to reconfirm one more time, so this is 11685 North Shore Drive, apartment 12, Reston, Virginia.
Correct. The lady at the apartment complex told me that it would be 12A if it was like for Comcast or something like that, but there is no A.
Okay.
So it's just number 12. So if your system says, well, there's no such thing as a number 12 there, you try 12A.
Okay.
But it should just be 12.
Okay, and now we will go ahead and add the windshield to your 2020 Ford Fusion, the full glass
mm-hmm.
coverage.
What is the deductible on that?
So you started at a $500 deductible for comprehensive and collision, but you're now down to $300.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that would be $300 for the windshield as well.
Yes, absolutely. Well, actually, so what we'll do, we'll add the full glass coverage so you won't have any deductible for the windshield.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you wanted, or?
Yeah, that's fine. The $0 deductible is perfectly fine.
Right, okay.
Can't complain for that.
Okay, perfect. So updating, well, adding the full glass coverage to your policy, we got your address updated as well, effective on August 6th. So for your auto policy, that will be a $37 balance. Would you like to take care of that with your checking account on file?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And now just bear with me a few moments and I'll get your renter's policy address updated here as well.
Okay.
Effective.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Are you having a nice summer? Any vacations?
No, it's been pretty rough the past couple months.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
So it is what it is. Make it through it.
And for your new address, are you going to be in Fairfax County?
I believe so. Reston, I think, is in Fairfax County.
Okay, excellent. And then is your $16,000 of personal property, does that still sound accurate to you?
I don't remember selecting anything, to be quite frank. So if that's what it is, we'll stick with that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, $15,000 of personal property is normally pretty standard. There's not really a price difference. So if that still sounds good to you, I'll just keep it as is.
Yeah, we'll keep it as is, and I'll double-check what it says on the lease agreement. In fact, I might be able to pull it up on my phone.
Okay. And then for your updated, for your new apartment complex, did they want to be included anywhere? Do they need to be in additional insured listed anywhere?
I'm not 100% sure on that. It did not state that. Let's see here.
Each apartment complex is a little bit different. So if they didn't indicate it, I mean, we don't have to add it at this point. However, you know, we can definitely get you over your updated declaration page to send over as the proof of insurance. And then if they respond to you like, hey, Dustin, we need to be listed, then just give us a call back. We can certainly get them added and send you over a new document.
Oh, okay. Just says renter's insurance is required to reside in this community. That's all it says. Please visit Resident
okay.
Shield. Yeah, it doesn't state anything specific in regards to that.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Okay, so your address has been updated effective August 6th. There is no balance or refund due, and we will go ahead then and send your updated declaration page and your proof of insurance over to your djt1590@gmail.com. Is that okay?
If you could send it to dustin.trahey@icloud.com, that would be ideal.
Oh, yeah. Just make a note of that. And you said Dustin.Trahey?
Yeah, at iCloud.com.
At iCloud.com, yeah. We can certainly get that right over to you, and then you'll also have access to these documents normally within 24 hours on your online portal.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Dustin. Have I answered all of your questions?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thanks again, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.